Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As the population continues to age, the healthcare industry in the United States continues to experience dramatic growth, and now, in fact, represents the nation's largest private industry sector. That's why our next guest says her school has added a healthcare management MBA to its list of degree programs. Ellen Racoma is with the School of Business at South Carolina State University in Orangeburg, South Carolina. Today, she's in our studio. Ellen, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
Give us the background on this MBA program being developed at SC State.
Well, at SC State, we've had an MBA program since 2005. But of course, in order to thrive, programs need to offer new programs that people would really want to come to. So we had an opportunity with the Lowcountry Graduate Center. The director of the Lowcountry Graduate Center, Dr. Nancy Muller, visited State and offered us the opportunity to have a healthcare management concentration that would be available at the Lowcountry Graduate Center. We looked at what was offered in South Carolina currently, and we found there was a big hole. There was no program in healthcare management available to the Midlands and the Lowcountry of South Carolina, and we thought it was a great opportunity. So we took advantage of that, worked with Dr. Muller, and finally the program is being offered.
And so it is being offered at the Lowcountry Graduate Center in Charleston as well as your college.
That's correct. Our classes are offered in the evenings and online, so we knew it was an opportunity to take advantage of the big market for healthcare in the Charleston area as well as in Orangeburg. We're targeting people in healthcare who have bachelor degrees who seek to enter into management positions in healthcare.
Well, that was my next question, is what are the career choices with this degree? Running a hospital, a nursing home?
Running a hospital, a nursing home, a clinic, a dentist's office, a rehab facility, physical therapy facility, veterinary facility, pharmaceutical company. There are so many different opportunities in healthcare and related industries.
Discounting the ever-changing healthcare environment and those challenges that we have currently, what are the standard challenges facing healthcare managers these days?
Staffing is definitely an issue. Dealing with all the insurance companies and the regulations, patient care is another issue, and all the things that come with an aging population. People are living longer. There are more technological things that are coming out all the time to serve customers. Those are some of the challenges.
And this particular MBA program with the healthcare management focus will take how long to attain?
Well, it depends on the pace that a particular student wants to take. You could complete it in one calendar year if you load up on classes. However, we would think that the average person working in healthcare would take an average of maybe 3 classes a semester, so it would take about a year and a half.
And when will this program start accepting enrollees?
We're accepting new enrollees for the summer session, which is in May, and for the fall session, which begins in late August.
You mentioned that the MBA program at SC State has been around for a while now. What are the other areas that one can specialize in with an SC State MBA?
Besides our brand new healthcare management concentration, we also have a general MBA. We have a concentration in agribusiness and another concentration in entrepreneurship. Agribusiness is the leading industry in South Carolina. So the agribusiness concentration prepares graduates to be able to excel in any industry dealing with food or fiber. So that would go from textiles to pharmaceuticals to farm equipment to anything dealing with food or fiber. In the entrepreneurship concentration, we know now that more corporations are seeking those with the entrepreneurial spirit. When that spirit is incorporated into a corporation, new innovations come about. So the entrepreneurship concentration would prepare one to excel in their own business as an entrepreneur, as well as rise in the corporate environment.
Well, Ellen, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy day to visit our studio today.
Thank you so much, Mike. It was my pleasure.
Ellen Racoma is with the School of Business at South Carolina State University in Orangeburg. We will have a link to her school posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.